More than 25 years ago, one great seer told me that I was going to sit like this, and you were going to sit like that. I was just going to sit, and you were going to come and sit. Just in silence. So you don't know what's going to happen. But great other possibilities. And now we go in to a great experiment again. Now you are here. So just be available for what is happening and be open for the new and to explore yourself. Even if you don't know what you are doing here, you are definitely looking for something. You are definitely longing for something. So be as total as you can when you are here, and much can happen. Now we will start the first week with the chakra journey, going through the chakras, and that is a great map so you can play with. But I just want to remind you that it's nothing serious, because there's many people who are studying all kinds of esoteric signs and chakras and all kinds of nonsense, but it's only in the head. And the only way you can study is by feeling. Is by feeling it yourself. So I'm all for experimenting and give you an opportunity to feel. But even these kinds of signs has just become books. You have great spiritual heads who knows everything, but they have no experience. So it's useless. What is important is that you explore, you feel, you find out for yourself. And if there is a total naturalness, openness, then you don't feel anything to the chakras, because everything is harmonious. You only feel that if there is something blocking that wants to clean itself. But it's a great map. But don't take it too serious. And we will follow seven chakras. Seven is very beautiful. It is in all the different systems, like 7 days. Even God, no? Whoever he is or she is, 7 days he created the world, and then he took rest and looked at his mess, and he's still trying to figure it out. But remember, you can help him. When you fall into place, you are helping the creation. And when all these different levels in you are in tune, then you definitely help. You're even helping God, that He doesn't have any problem with you anymore. But you have other systems where they talk about 3 chakras, 4 chakras, 5 chakras, 9 chakras, 12 chakras. The Jainas has 12. Buddhist many have 9. Hindus have 7. So you have many different styles. And it can be individual also. So it's just something to play with. But it's a great map that can be of great help. And the first chakra is, of course, your roots, life, vitality, being grounded, having contact with the earth, your sexuality. Because otherwise, how can the race go on? But it's also the most unconscious. But if you don't have a good foundation, how can you move higher? So it's only one energy through the Kundalini or this map that can rise, but it's the same. But without any awareness, it gets stuck in the lower, in the unconscious. As you go higher, as you understand yourself more, the energy itself transforms, it becomes higher, it becomes finer, it becomes more beautiful. But without any understanding and feeling it, it cannot rise. So most human beings, they live only in the first 3 chakras. Because that is very natural. You don't need to do anything. You can be asleep. And they're functioning by themselves, jumping up and down sometimes between these 3. Which is sex, vitality, survival, communicating with others, which human beings have to do. And emotions, which definitely comes out of communicating with others. This is how they go. But it can be transformed, and then the 4th, the heart, is the balance station. There everything changes. But very few people gets into the heart. Then everything can change. Then you have 3 above it, but that has to be transformed. That energy from the lower 3 has to be transformed in the station of the heart. If it can get purified, the lower, more unconscious, then it can rise into the 5th, 6th, 7th. But without any understanding, without any willingness, it will just go by itself, unconsciously, between these, which is how most human beings are living. But there is a great potential, but only if you are aware, only if you want to help yourself. then it also comes into the vitality, then it has to be with the food also. And all these things are very important now, because all food is available for human beings. That's never been like that before, and especially in the West, especially for you. Everything is available. But without any awareness, then you can still eat things that is very poisonous for you, which is what most people do. Now they have made movies, Burger Nation, and how it is when you only eat really bad food, and what it does to the body. But you see, this is just in the very, very beginning. How unconscious we are, we can't even take care of the basic. And if you don't have a good foundation, it's very difficult to rise. So it is a scientific map. And if you understand it, then you will much easier follow it. And the same with survival. Many people have a hard time with this survival, which is another aspect of money. And look how much stupidity comes in the name of money. People cheating, people lying, people being suspicious. Even here we have friends, and here we take care of everybody, especially if they have a hard time. But one man came, and he was very suspicious from the help he got, thinking that they were cheating him when they were helping him. This is how the mind is. So be aware of the mind, because it's making problems for you all the time. Not only making problems, it can destroy for you. Even when people are helping, it can destroy it, if you are not aware of it. Don't get totally lost in the survival, in your desires, in your fears. So the positive aspect is, of course, that you take care. Then you know you are taken care of. Then you are getting grounded, steady, stable. Then you can relax. So this has always been in all the teachings. Power, which is money, fame, sex, recognition, to be somebody. This is what destroys it around you, if you don't understand how these work. Because they all can transform. It is the sexual energy that becomes more sensuality, more beauty, that can become beautiful love flower. But if you don't understand, if there is totally unconscious, then you will go just in circles in it. And that's how it is in the world now, in the modern world. Maybe in the name of love, but it's just a lie to get to the sex. Love is very precious. You have to be more conscious to be in that state. In the sex state, you don't need any conscious, because it's more animal. It functions by itself. And same like money, suspicion, greed, cheating, lying, killing for money, they do the same with sex. rapists, pedophiles. So in the body, in the natural body, it's beautiful. But if it's only in the mind, then it becomes ugly. So it's very important to look at yourself and go deeper so the energy can transform. That's why also so many people get hurt. Because it's not really love. Unconscious people, they cannot be after love because they don't. You have to pay more to be in the love. And then many people get hurt. Because in the name of love, it's not love, it's just the physical they are after. Then it is bound to be problems. But this also you cannot recognize before you have risen, where you can see the games. And the higher you are, the less the games can touch you, because you see it. If you don't see, then you can get caught in all games, in all trips, in all fantasies, in all desires, in all greed. So it takes maturity to see things as they are, to get out of the dreams. Then you can see very clear, then it's beautiful when you see clear. When you don't see clear, when it's foggy, then it's bound to happen accidents. You will walk into a lamppost anytime. That's why they all have said, all the mystics have said, take time. If you don't know, stop. Meditate. Go in. Learn. Watch. Become more alert. And you have all the possibilities to grow, but who is doing it? Because there's so many other things to do in the world. And now, who is interested in inner growth? Interested in outer growth, yeah. But they have forgotten the inner. And that is the only thing, nobody can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. And that's the only way how it's going to get peaceful on this planet. Because the more people find their own jewels and peace and love and satisfaction and relaxation in themselves, then they won't be so interested to play all these games and being greedy. It's impossible, because you already have so much. It's just a sign how much we have forgotten in what the mess the world is. Even with all the money, nobody is satisfied. And when you only function like most people do in these three first chakras, they have no interest about love, about bliss, about the divine, about God, about meditation. There's no interest in that. They don't even believe it's there. Because it's not. Only when you get glimpses of something beyond that, then you start getting interested. Ah, it's more. Is more to life than just the physical. Is more to life than just the emotional. And that is what you call a spiritual seeker. Or a sannyasin. Or a meditator. That's somebody who has felt that from call from the beyond. That knows something is possible. Then a totally different dimension will open. But that doesn't help anybody else. Majority of people, they will not be interested. And that's why they don't understand you. Because what can you earn from meditation? What can you earn from love? What can you earn from peace? What recognition, how famous do you get when you are silent? This is beyond the mind. And people just functioning in their mind, so they can't understand it. Thus, again, I remind you, it's no use to talk to people if they don't have any interest about these things, because you will be misunderstood, and it's a waste of time. Talk only if there is an openness. And if you are not strong enough, then even you, that little trust you have, will get shaken. If you talk too much about people, with people who are not interested, if you're trying to tell people and share your beautiful experiences, and if they just laugh or judge you, then again you will start getting doubt. And remember, it's much more of insensitive people than of sensitive people. So it is a great map you can play with. Maybe, just maybe, because I don't know what will happen, I will talk a little bit of the different chakras the coming days, but who knows? That's why also it's very important, dynamic, gibberish, breathing, making sounds, laughing, crying. All this is very helpful to release and just become natural. Because even this first is not natural. Had the first been natural, it would be beautiful. Everything that is natural is beautiful. But people are not even allowed to scream and shout. They are not allowed to go crazy. If you start dancing in the street, you will also be judged. Anything that is natural, people judge you for. If you start laughing and rolling on the lawn in the park, they will call the ambulance, the psychiatrist. So people have become very frozen, holding themselves and their energies back. And remember, just first be natural. I play you a song. Listen how nice she is using her voice. This is a very tribal situation. Just with the beat and the voice is very nice. So don't be afraid to use your sounds, your feet, your energies. Another thing with the chakras is that one is not better than another. Don't have any ideas that you should be in the seven chakras or something. What is beautiful is that they are open, they are together like a rainbow, and that you can move freely. And as a natural human being, then it moves freely where it should go. So it's very important to have your rootedness. Your physical vitality, because that you are physical beings. So without a good connection to the physical, how can you then rise high? So it's a very scientific map. So don't reject one thing to get another. Everything should be together. Not only one color, but all the colors. Not introvert, not extrovert, but introvert and extrovert and something plus. Yes. Beloved Swa, I bring you a little fragrance from my trips. I was in Rome, thinking of you, so happy to be back. Eternal love, Suniti. You made it back? You made it back? That was good.
A lot of fighting inside this time.
A lot of fighting inside? Yeah. And who is fighting inside? Huh?
This thing
yeah. Is fighting inside. Huh? That must be terrible.
Yeah,
fighting inside. Oh my God. Who is doing this?
I don't know. It's not me.
It's not you, then who is it?
It's something that doesn't belong to me, that I can.
You can't get out.
No.
So then you're good to that you came here then. Because here we have good medicine for these kind of diseases. Because other part, they wanted you to stay, no?
Yeah.
Hmm? To be famous actress in Cannes and Rome and Paris. Huh? They don't want peace. Those people don't want peace. They want fame and money.
Also art.
Huh?
Creation and art.
Art.
Yeah.
But this is the greatest art.
Put it together. That's the idea.
No ideas. No ideas. The greatest art is beyond any art. Is the art. The art. The art. It's not that art or this art. No, it's the art. That you cannot study in Rome. You know, in Rome, they had Colosseum, no? The gladiators, no? It was very famous. Even one Australian man won Oscar for gladiator. Russell Crowe, no? He gladiator. That's how the world is today. An Australian was a gladiator. Strange. And then in Hollywood they gave him Oscar. Australian, Rome, gladiator, Hollywood. That is strange. But that is all the world is. But Rome, they were famous for gladiators, no? And that is the first chakra situation, no? Power and killing. The joy, that's the only joy they had. They had a very high society, they had money, they were had power. The Roman Empire. And then, what are you going to do now? We have taken all of Europe and half the Middle East. What to do now? Eat, eat. Then they eat. Then they get very sick. Then what you going to do now? Then they call the doctors. What you then you have these feathers. You have to put down your throat. Then you throw up. Then you can eat more. So that was one great joy they had, eating. And then the other thing was in the Colosseum and the gladiators looking at them killing, human being killing themselves. Because no escape. Very strange. This was very high, the Roman Empire. But this today, that is also Roman Empire. Now we have everything, all the power, everything, all the food, couch potatoes everywhere. And instead of Colosseum, you have the horror movies and the war movies. It's the same thing. Where are you going to do from now? What happened with the Roman Empire? It collapsed. Because they didn't use it wisely, no? What they used? The whole Roman Empire, the only thing that was on the peak was food and killing. That was there. And prostitutes, of course. Many prostitutes in Rome. No? No, it's the same situation. This is the joy of the very high. This is what you call civilization. It's very strange when you look at it. This is, again, Rome. We have gone beyond Rome. There's only one way, either to transform or it will collapse. That's how the world is today. What did you bring me from Rome?
A lion.
A lion from Colosseum, no? I have a lions. My lion is very peaceful. Jesus was in the temple, no? He was preaching in the temple, trying to give some intelligence, some words of wisdom to the priests. He was talking there, full fire, and then they came, some people from the outside, and they said, your parents, your mama is there outside. Your mother, she wants to see you. You have to go out to your mother. It's a very important thing. And he said, I don't know that woman. And he just went on talking. Don't you think he loved his mother? Yes. But he had more important things to do. That's my kind of man. Yes, the mother must, oh, Jesus, why, you don't love me. But first things first. Yes, maybe. In the evening I come by for some wine. Jesus juice. That's wine, you know. Jesus juice. He like wine. Very good. Huh? So always think when you drink wine, red wine, Jesus juice is very, feel very good. I love Jesus juice. The more Jesus juice you drink, the closer you come to Jesus. He liked red wine, all this. But when he was into what he was into, then no mama, no papa could disturb him. That's how it is. Sometimes the children has to teach the parents. No, many times. It has nothing to do with mama or papa or children. It has to do with wisdom, with clarity. If the people had understood that, then they would follow clarity then. Not because you are done. Maybe your grandmother will also. In India it is like that. Many old people, they come to young saints and gurus. They accepted that. What can they tell the guru? You have to listen. May everybody be nicely relaxed and grounded and have a good health. Aum Shanti. Aruhu ka
Suam Kesari Nandam Eja Pratapa Mahadagavandam Vidyavandam